Okay, so we're doing like this. I realized there's something I wanted to take up in the toaster. So, two things. We still have a few things left, actually. But so what we did is the case is in the Gemara, you shecht it in two or three places. Okay, two or three places, two or three spots. So it says it's a machlokas, whether it's good, because the Gemara is saying is it's not nicker. Not a shechita mefuras. It's not noticeable. Right? It's not noticeable. So the question is, what's the case? So Tosa says, I don't get it. If you shecht it, mamish, two or three cuts, and different, neither of them are rov, none of them are rov cuts. Let's say 230% cuts. So then of course it's not good. You don't have rov. Right? And if you do have a 50% cut, you don't say, how could that not be nicker? Of course it's going to be nicker. It's a big gash. It's a big 50% cut. How could that not be nicker? Right? So Tosa says in Rashi, this is the way he interprets Rashi, is no, because this interesting anatomical thing is that when you have one 50% gash or 1% gash, it will be wide open. But if you cut the skin above and below it, so then it's not going to be noticeable. Right? Then it's not going to be noticeable because the skin is going to whatever, get loosened up, and it's, you know, fine. That's the way he works it out. But the Shiltos argues on Tosas' premise, and he says that no, the case is simple. You have two cuts which are less than 50%, two or three cuts which total up to 50%, then those could join together. Those could join together, and in theory it should be good. The only problem is it's not nicker, because each cut looks like small, it doesn't look big, you don't see any big cuts. So it's true, if you add them all up, you'll see that it's more than that, but the cuts themselves are smaller, but they add up. So machlokas is between Tosas and Shiltos is, could you join together in the separate cuts which are smaller than 50% each, but they total up to more than 50%. Okay, that's the basic question. Okay, could you add up separate independent slices? Okay, the Shiltos says no, you need 50%, like the cut itself has to be 50%. So you have to create a hole, a gap of 50%. That's the shear in the gap, and the shechita is cutting, creating a hole, right? Creating a hole in the semen. And 50% is the shear, and how big the cut has to be. So you need a cut, which is 50%. So you have 230s, you know, this isn't shechita, that isn't shechita, neither of them are shechita. Right? With the she'iltos, we said, learns that cutting the semen, shechita isn't creating a hole. It's destroying the semen. It's undermining the integrity of the semen. Right? You have a semen and you're destroying the semen. So if you have one 30 and another 30, they're both destroying the semen. Who cares if it's one cut? The point is that the nature of shechita isn't just a mechanical making of a cut. It's an effective action. The action has the effect of undermining the semen. And therefore, the 230s are joining together to undermine the semen. 230s join together. Now you have 60% of the semen undermined, then it's one mysa. One mysa of undermining the semen. So even though, like, physically, it's not one continuous mysa. But the mysa isn't defined in a physical, mechanical way. It's defined by the effect of undermining the semen and the two cuts join together. There's a question, though. The Shiltos, this is what we're up to today. The Shiltos has like this. He goes in two steps. First, he says, if you cut the two cuts on the same level on the pipe, level means if you imagine the pipe, let's say going from down to up. Like, let's say imagine a person, it's animals and whatever. But imagine a person standing upright, right? So you have here the windpipe is composed of rings at each level. There's like a bunch of rings, you know? So he says, let's say you cut one 30% on the left side of a ring and 30% on the right side of a ring. Right, and they total up to 60. So you're saying is that those two will definitely join together, right? Even though they're not one continuous cut, but they're at the same level, right? The same spot, right? But that's what he says at first. They'll join together. Then he says, and not only that, even if one of them is higher up, let's say it's the right side higher up on the pipe, and then the left side 30% lower on the pipe. Okay, so it's 30 plus 30, even if they're not at the same level, they'll still join together. Okay, they'll still join together. So it seems like that's his suffix, though. It seems like there's two steps there. You could have argued that you could join together two cuts, which are separate but at the same level, but you would not be able to join together two cuts, which are at different levels. Kamash Malan, he's teaching you, no. His conclusion is that no, even if they're at different levels, you can join them together. So it seems like there's two ways to understand that position. I mean, Tosas holds you can never join them together. Okay, you need one cut, that's it. The Shiltos is opening up the idea that you could have more than one cut. Right? But the question is the two cuts only work if they're at the same level? Or they even work if they're at different levels on the pipe? What's the shot? Like, what's the Shiltos doing? He's like doing it in two steps here. I think his argument is Tosas says it has to be one cut. One continuous cut. Shiltos is saying, hold on a second. If you're doing two cuts at the exact same level, 30% here, 30% there, but that's one cut. What's the difference? One cut there. Are they physically touching? No, but they're right there. They're right at the same level. That's like it's one cut. And then he says, but I'll tell you even further. Who said it has to be one cut? Even if one's on top and one's on the bottom, it doesn't matter, because bottom one is, since it's total up, you've destroyed the whole semen, or even most of the semen, then it doesn't matter if it's one cut. But I think he's like starting off by arguing with Tosas, even if I buy your thing, that has to be one cut, that's considered one cut. Then he's saying, I don't even accept that whole thing. Why does that even mean one cut? You know, so I think that we should have to define clearly what's within that first point. What Tosas is holding, that's not considered one cut. The Shiltos is saying is, no, that is one cut. You know? So at the same level, that is one cut. I think we have all the ideas here. I think we just have to tie it all together. Okay? I think we just have to line them up nicely. I think you guys are saying, you know, all the different svaras. So let me just try to put them all together. Okay? According to Tosfos, you need like a maisa of cutting a hole in the semen. Shchita is like cutting a hole in the semen. Okay? The chitach of the semen. Cutting a hole in the semen. And the shear is chitach of rov. I mean, in theory, you could cut the make a hole of kulo. But the thing is that ruva kulo. So if you have a 51% hole, then that's fine. Right? But it's chitach. It's cutting. It's a shear in the cut. The cutting. So if you cut 30% and then you cut another 30%, you don't have a 50% cut. Right? It's a din of like chitach, of cutting all. Right? So then the 51% is a shear in that cut. Right? That's also. You can never join together two things because it's not the same chaticha, it's two separate chatichas. Right? You have one cut, you have another cut. Okay? The Shiltos argues that his first argument is like this. Is that it's not a maisa of cutting, okay? But you could argue it's a maisa of severing, pisuk. Like you're saying, Mark, I'm saying in Hebrew it's pisuk, but it's severing. It's not just making a cut, it's a din of severing the semen, right? Like, what's the kulo? Kulo is like you cut, you sever the whole pipe. That's like the model of Shchita's kulo, you sever the pipe, right? It's not. You wouldn't say if I sever the pipe, I cut a hole, a big 100% hole. I've severed it, right? It's an action of severing, right? It's not cutting a hole. It's not cutting a very big hole. It's severing. Now, you're saying is that if you sever 51% of it, it's like you sever the whole thing. So in severing the pipe, if I sever 30% on one side and 30% on the other side, since like the pipe is one whole entity and at the same level, if I cut 30 on one side and 30 on the other side, they join together as one severing. And you'll say, I severed rove of it. Right? Now, severing the pipe is two different levels. You don't say you severed the whole pipe. You have 30% on the top left and the 30% on the bottom right. That's not severing it. Severing, the model of severing is where you just cut the thing straight across. Right? But now, even if you don't get all the way across, you get 51% across. Or you get 30 and 30. So you'll say it's majority severed. Okay, but severing the thing is assuming it's at the same level. Okay, he's just saying is it doesn't matter if the two cuts are 30% each. Because if you look at it as cutting, you'll say this is one cut, this is another cut. Right? It's like a physical cut itself, the Nam Tzurafim. But severing means you have a simen, and your simen has like a circumference, and you're severing that circumference, you're severing it. So now you're saying you're severing the cut of the pipe. As long as they're at the same level, you'll say that's one action of severing a rov. So one thing of severing Rav, you're severing Rav of the pipe. Alright? But it doesn't have to be physically touching, because the entity of the pipe is being said, so they join together. The two cuts, he's basically saying, is the two cuts joined together. Because since Shechita is severing the pipe, if they're both at the same level, they join together in the action of severing it. Right? Okay. Then he says like this. Because both of those are looking at it, are trying to look at it as like one action of cutting, or one action of severing. And you're looking at the two cuts basically as two parts of the same action of the cutting or the severing. But he is saying, the Shiltos' ultimate conclusion is that Shechita is not like an action defined by like the cut. Shechita is like an effective action of destroying the semen, and is defined by the effect on the semen, that the semen is destroyed. And he says, even though you can't really look at this cut and that cut on the top and on the bottom as one cut, so you could look at it as one, like severing, one action of severing. And if I cut on the right and the left, you'll say it's like one continuous severing. It's like, even though it's not physically continuous, but it's conceptually, I'm severing the thing. But he's saying is that when you cut, the idea of Shechita is destroying the entity of the semen. Destroying the entity of the semen. It's the effect of that the semen has been destroyed, has been undermined. And if I cut the right side 30% and I cut the left side 30%, even though you can't really look at it as one big cut, because they're far away from each other. Can't be mitzari for the two cuts, but in terms of effect, you could be mitzari for the two cuts. See, when it's at the same level, you could be mitzari for the two as like one cutting, one severing of the pipe. But again, when you cut 30% here, 30% there, high and low, you can't look at it as one action. They're too far apart for it to be like one, like physical action. But in effect, it's one. They're unified in the effect because you're destroying. The Shechita means destroying the semen, and they're mitzuraf in terms of destroying the semen. So he said, like, as an example, if you destroy a house, you could take a wrecking ball and hit the right side of the house, and then a wrecking ball hit the left side of the house, and you'll say that they're both joined together in one wrecking. So I'm wrecking the semen by wrecking 30% on the right, 30% on the left. If you wreck the same wrecking ball hits the right side of the house two times, high at the top and the bottom, you'll say you just destroyed, you fully destroyed the right side of the house. But that's only one side, it's only the 30% side or whatever. But if you do it on the right side, 30%, and then on the left side, 30%, you say, that's it, you've destroyed both sides of my house. Right, which in this case, 30%, the other percent there. So the effect, he says, you have to measure, Shilas holds, ultimately, you have to measure Shechita, it's like by, like we were saying yesterday, it's by the effect on the semen. And so it's an effective action, an action which is defined by that, by the result that it causes, not by the physical action. So what Tosus is learning, Shechita is like a physical action of a cut, of a chaticha, right? Of a chaticha. And therefore, it has to be one continuous thing. So again, the Shildas' first step is he's saying, is even if you say it's a cut, it's not just a cut of flesh, it's a severing. And if it's at the same level, then you could view that also as one action. But then he's saying even further, it's defined by the effect of destroying the semen, and then you could join together, even if they're not conceivable as one cut. But the effect is the same. The idea of severing a semen means that you're cutting the pipe, right? So in other words, the pipe has like a length to it, has like a circumference. And let's say the 100% severing, it means you're basically separating the top from the bottom, right? So now what it's saying is that if you separate the top from the bottom by more than 50%, so it's like the thing is separated. Okay, if it's just holding on by its skin of its teeth, it's not considered attached. Right, so you cut 30% on one side, 30% on the other side, basically at that level, it's severed. But if you cut 30% on the right side here and 30% on the right side there, so at no point is it severed. So you just have two cuts, which are 30%, or even if it's 30% on the right and 30% at a different level. So you say it's not severed. Here it's not severed, there it's not severed. Whereas if I have it the same level, it means it's like the pipe is not continuous anymore because it doesn't go all the way down. Because at this level, it basically is, you don't have, it doesn't continue. There's a continuance of the pipe at any point. As long as there's at any point along the pipe, you have more than 50%, you'll say the pipe continues. If at any point you get to, such that and now you have more space than pipe, so you'll say it's severed at that point. You know, but if as long as there are different levels, you'll say it's never severed, the pipe is never severed. You could say it's destroyed because the right side is destroyed and the left side is destroyed, so now you could like to say you destroy the entity. But severed means is like it removes the continuity. That's something like you have severing, it's like it removes the continuity of the pipe. Not sure, this is the way I see it now. And I think there's just three ways of looking at Shechita. I think this is what it comes down to. One way to look at Shechita is making a cut, in which case the cut itself has to be one cut of 50%, and if it's not a hole, it's just 50%, you haven't made a hole. Each hole is 30%, there's not a hole, there's no hole. It's creating a hole, a gap in the siman, which is 50%. That's tosis. The other way is that you're severing the siman. Severing the siman means like the siman is a pipe, which continues down to the neck of the animal. And severing it means you're removing the continuity of the pipe. Okay, you're removing the continuity of the pipe. That's if you imagine slicing across, basically the pipe doesn't continue. You're stopping the continuity of the pipe. So now what it's saying is that if you cut 100%, you've severed the pipe totally. If you cut 50% at any one point, if at any one point down the pipe, it doesn't have 50, you knocked out 51%, so now the pipe doesn't continue, because at that level, it has more space than the substance. So that's the idea, is that it's severed. Saying is that even if you don't have 100% severance, 51% severance suffices. But if you got 30% on one side and 30% on the other side, but the point is, as you work your way down the pipe, so now at that level, the thing is severed, because it doesn't have enough to hold it together. It has only 40%, and 60% is absent. So who cares? And as a point is, at that level, the idea of the severance means, since the pipe goes down, the way you measure the severance of the pipe is you work your way down the pipe, and you say at every single point, if at every point you have more than 50%, so the pipe isn't severed. If you have 30% on top and 30% on the bottom, the point is, at the top level, it's not severed, because you still have 70%. The bottom level is not severed, you still have 70%, so no point, it's severed. So what's the problem? Right? But the last way to look at it is like you are destroying the pipe. It's not a severance, but you're looking at the pipe as like one hole. That's what I think you're saying. The pipe isn't just like, look at the pipe as one hole, with a right side, a left side, a front, a back, and you're destroying the pipe. Okay, you're destroying the pipe. So if you make a hole on the right side, let's say 30%, so now you've destroyed 30% of the pipe. On the right side, you destroyed the right side of the pipe. Now you make a hole on the left side, you destroy the left side of the pipe. Well, how much have you destroyed? So you'll join up the 30 and the 30. If you make two holes on the right side, you'll say you've destroyed the right side of the pipe. You've further destroyed the right side of the pipe, but it's the same thing, it's the right side. You've only destroyed the right side of the pipe, but you still have the left side fully intact. It would be like the example, it's like a house. A house, you're not severing a house, you're looking at it, you're destroying it. So if you destroy the right side, you knock out the right wall, two knocks on the right wall, you've just destroyed the right side of the house. But you have a knock on the right side and the left side, now you've destroyed the right side and you've destroyed the left side. Once you destroy one side, once you have a hole on one side, that side is destroyed. It's like you're looking at the entity as having like components. It's a long thing, but there's the right side, the left side, the front, the back, all different points. So he says, but you don't look at it, this is the Chiddush, you don't look at it as one full continuum of flesh and take the surface area. No one's saying you need 50% of the surface area of the entire thing. But you look at it as basically being like a round thing, and you have to cut off that round thing. You have to destroy the right side and left side, 50%. So it's saying, even if there are different levels, the point is the right side is destroyed. The left side is destroyed, and they'll join them together. So in terms of the effect of destroying, they're joined together. But that's if you look at it as destroying it. You'll say the right is destroyed, and the left is destroyed. But if you look at it as severing, the concept of severing means you remove the continuity of it. Continuity of the pipe. So then it has to be at the same level. The other way is, it's nothing to do with the continuity. It's destroying the entity. Let's think it over. We have to do next to Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel is the next in Tosfos. And I want to go back in Tosfos. He has this Havin Askana about if you first you cut Ro, it's Nicker, and then afterwards it becomes. First it's not Nicker, and then it becomes Nicker afterwards. He's like, I haven't mean that would be good, but he says, no, Bama is possible. Once it's possible, it's already possible. So I just want to try to find that. So let's try to do that for tomorrow.